Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out.
At the end of your feelings is nothing.
There are moments in life when you just want to know who you are. It's not that you're lost, it's that the feeling you have, that something is changing. You don't know what, but something is about to change. Who you are doesn't feel so solid anymore. What used to do it for you last year isn't getting it anymore. What used to satisfy you last year isn't touching it anymore. What used to be comfortable and familiar doesn't feel easy anymore. It's starting to get heavy. It's starting to look like a distraction. You're not sure, but there's a feeling you have that some old habits might have to change. You're not sure, but you're starting to realize that how you spend your time might have to change. You're not really sure, but you're almost convinced that some friends might have to go. That feeling, that's the beginning of one of the realest things there is in life. That's the beginning of a trip that will test you and pull you into parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. It's the beginning of a thing called growth. It's something we all need. It's a requirement for life. And all of us get at it in different ways. Growth is what keeps life going. It's the reason we arrive at a new year and everybody has a new resolution. Something they want to add to get better at. Something they want to grow. I'm going to get in shape. How many times have you heard that before? I'm going to discover my worth and treat myself better. How many times have you thought that before? But do you realize that within the first 2 weeks of making a New Year's resolution, 95% of the people who said they would, who committed to it, they break that resolution. 95%, that's high. Growth isn't easy. Growth is not a walk in the park. Growth is hard. It's not easy waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. It's difficult going back to school, trying to earn a degree you should have earned 11 years ago. Holding down 3 kids, a job you can't afford to lose. It's difficult trying to confront all the issues of your past because you want something more for your future. Growth is change, and change is the one thing that terrifies as much as it excites. It's the one thing that is hoped for as much as it's despised. It's the one thing that people ask for and in the same breath reject. Change is inevitable. Change is terrifying, but change is all there is. Nobody gets to be 3 years old forever. People come, people go. You have it today, you lose it tomorrow. Try all you want, but you can't stop it. It happens regardless. And that's it. The real hang-up. You have no control over it. And that's terrifying. You see, growth, that's the authentic, that's the spontaneous nature of growth. It just happens. And sometimes you don't feel prepared for it. You can feel something about to change, but you don't feel prepared. When you don't feel prepared, let me ask you this. What do you whisper to yourself? Can I really do this? Can I really divorce this person? Can I live without them? What have you told yourself because you didn't feel ready? I'm too old to go back to school. I've been doing this for 30 years. I can't change now. What do you believe because you don't feel you're ready? You don't feel you have what it takes. You may not know this, but growth is automatic. It's built into nature. believe it or not, they actually have a formula.
Great morning, ladies and gentlemen. Great morning. Welcome to The Grind. I'm super excited. We got another Tuesday morning edition of The Grind, and we're going to talk about change this morning, guys. We really are. I mean, this is something that's really been heavy in my heart for a while now because, you know, change is real, and you know, we're just going to have fun this morning, guys. This is the realest show ever. Unscripted conversation, real people, real insight. I mean, absolutely, absolutely real stories, guys. So we have to really, you know, buckle up, get in where you fit in, guys, and kind of sit back a little bit and listen to, you know, a little bit about change. And if you want to dial into and text me this morning with your name and your phone number, if you want to have a comment on The Grind, I can cue you up on the keyboard here. Go ahead and send me a text message to 678-744-6188, as always, and we'll get you queued up, and you can say what your comment is, and just say anything that you say on your heart, guys. But we say what we say here tastefully. This is the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. That's how we bridge gaps. But, you know, it is a tasteful show. So, you know, we don't go off the deep end here. So, as I said, guys, I'm pretty much guaranteed to say something that you were thinking at some point in time in life. And I believe, guys, that's the epitome of freedom. You know, freedom is being able to do what you want, you know, when you want, how you want, as long as it has some morality, the morality attached to it, and you're practicing proper principles and you're positive about what you do. As long as you're building up and not tearing down, then you're good to go. It's not always about, you know, what you say. It's a lot of times it's just how you say it. So, you know, guys, let's jump right in, because, you know, I'm excited about this, because I know it's going to help, you know, some people bridge some gaps this morning, because you've been held back, you know, for this, you know, by this for a while now. So, you know, most of us just wake up every day and we're expecting something spectacular to happen. That's for my grinders out there. You're expecting something spectacular to happen. And you wake up and you're like, okay, what is it going to be today? You know, some of you, you know, some of you aren't really expecting anything except for a good day. I mean, I just want to have a good, you know, I just want to have a smooth day, you know, and anything else that happens to pop up, you know, is just a bonus. So, you know, no expectations with that. You know, maybe we had a rough time, but we just want a smooth day, you know, for a change. You know, as we change from day to day, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you believe that our expectations should actually change from day to day? Because we either evolve or devolve. Either we expect less or we expect more. So hopefully we're all expecting more, because we change every single day. So how's the change coming for you? How is it impacting your life? And the question I really want to know today, or want to ask today, is it possible to change and not grow? So it's to grow or not to grow, because, you know, change is inevitable. It's basically a process of maturity, be it physical or mental. It's inevitable, and change happens no matter what you do in life. Change is always going to come, and if you're not ready for it, you know, c'est la vie, because it happens. You know, I had conversations with my mom before, and she just does not want to move into the technology age. She's slowly moving into it, very, very slowly. But, you know, she's that person, and she still wants to write a check for everything. And, you know, she's afraid of putting information out there. And there's a good thing about having a healthy fear. I get that, you know. And she's that person that wants to she wants to be a part of technology, but she doesn't really want to embrace it and learn it wholeheartedly so that she can really benefit from it. So she just wants to do just the norm, just enough, just so she's not getting left behind. And that could be, you know, have something to do with age and things of that nature, you know. So, you know, I get it. I don't press her a lot about it. But she looks at her, she gets emails, but she doesn't want to learn how to send one. You know, she'll get it, but she don't want to learn how to do anything to push it out. So, and I get it, but you got to let people grow at their pace. She's not ready for that. She doesn't want anything to do with that, you know. But here's the part right here that's going to really step on some people's toes, and some of you are going to say hallelujah, amen. And some of you are going to say, wow, is he talking about me? You know, and I told you guys, I promise you, I'm going to say some things on this show. And as always, that, you know, you were probably thinking, but you just never wanted to say. But, you know, but here goes, because I know that when I'm looking at people and how people change, you know, I know that some of you have been on the receiving end, and some of you may have been on the giving end of different mentalities as they relate to change. But this is how I see it. As long as people see their challenges and their struggles, or the challenges and their struggles, and their fears in you, they practically support you all the time. They will typically support you and cheer you on. When they can see that you're facing the same challenges and struggles, and your fears are the same, when they can identify with you, they'll support you and they'll cheer you on. But when you start to talk better and walk better and feel better, at that point you become the show off. If you don't believe me, get a new house, get a new car, get a new body, get some new hair, start looking better about yourself and start doing some things. And you know, what'll happen is they'll love you in public, but they'll hate you in private. So that's when all of the stuff starts to being said behind the closed doors about you. But when they see you in person, it's, hey, how you doing? It's not you, it's them. So don't take it personal, all right? Change is inevitable, guys, all right? Don't take it personal. They tell you to keep your head, you know, lifted high. You know, you've heard those people. Be bold, keep your head lifted up, you know? Don't let nobody take advantage of you. Be a lion. Be fierce. Let them see your claws from time to time. Show your teeth. Don't let nobody just run over you. But when you start doing that, you start taking the initiative and start making those changes, then you become arrogant and conceited. It's not you. It's them. So don't take it personal, all right? You know, they'll tell you, people go as far as to tell you, you're going to be great. I mean, you're going to do great things. Wow. You're going to go out there and you're going to explode. But when you do, when you start moving toward that, they don't support you, nor do they congratulate you. Notice I'm saying a lot of they and people. But it's not you. It's them. So don't take it personal. Let me tell you why all of this kind of happens, because I know you guys have been on the receiving or giving the end of some of that. All right, let's just be 100% real, guys. You can never move to the next level unless you're real with yourself. You got to know. You got to have that conversation in the mirror with yourself that says, okay, I'm this, and that's change, this, and that. All right, there's no way to sugarcoat that. So let me tell you why that happens. So they'll tell you all of this because it's easier to identify than to rectify. It's easier to identify what your fears, your struggles, your challenges, because people are faced with those same things. It's easier to identify with you than to rectify. It's easy to point out someone else's flaws publicly and identify your own privately. But it's an entirely different thing, ladies and gentlemen, to fix them, because that's called action. That's called taking action. I mean, the fact that you took action and fixed your situation means that you did something that they're just not ready or willing to do. I can't say they don't have the ability, because everybody has the ability to change, but they're just not ready or willing to do it at that moment in their life. And that takes action, because you decided to do something that no one else was ready to do. So you took the initiative and do it. So at that point, it becomes easier for them or they or people to hate the change that they don't have the strength to become. at that very moment. It's not, and it's not a bust on you. It's not a bust on them. They're just not ready for the change that you're going through right now that's efficient for you. And that's okay, because we all have to go through our own process. We go through our own struggles, right? And we have to identify with what we're going through first. We can't be more adamant about identifying with other people's struggles and fears and challenges if we're not in tune with our own. That's why they dropped that oxygen mask down in the airplane. They said put it on yourself first, because you can't help anybody else if you can't breathe. So in order to really change something, y'all stick with me on this, because I love this, and this, you know, I got this just this morning. It dawned on me. You really have to have, in order to change something, guys, you really have to have a healthy level of hate. You have to have I said the H word. You got to have a healthy level of hate for the thing that you want to change. You have to hate things like low self-esteem. You got to hate racism, mental abuse, physical abuse. I mean, drug abuse, alcoholism. I mean, there's a long list, but until you hate it enough, you'll never change it or even help change it. You'll never impact it at all. So change overall is that thing that we hate the most but need the most. And it's inevitable that it's going to happen. But here's the sticking point. It hurts because it doesn't just impact you. It also impacts the people around you. Now, that's the scary part, because sometimes everybody's not ready for change when you are. And everybody, you want to take everybody with you. You know, your circle is your circle. I grew up with Tommy, and Susan over here was one of my ace boom coons. You know, we did everything together growing up. And when I was a kid, I did as a kid. When I became an adult, I grew, I changed. So that's the hard part. You want to take them with you, and you want them to change with you, right? But your responsibility is to lead by example. That's what you're called to lead by example. You know, have you ever noticed when you're taking a walk or a run and you start doing the walk, and you're doing it with somebody, either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. Either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to yours. So who's going to set the pace for your walk or for your run? You or the person running with? Here's the deal. I like to set my own pace based on my goals. And I love to say, you know, I never adjust down. All right. If you start to get tired at the end of your run, you're gonna pace yourself down. You're gonna cool down. But your pace in the beginning of that run, you're going to grow. So if you start adjusting your pace down to fit with everybody else's run, or you adjust your level of change to fit with everybody else's change, it's like seeing your goals in front of you, but you're running and walking backwards. You never achieve those goals in order to get where you want to be. So everybody think that it's the change. It's not the things that you change. It's not the things that you want to change, or the things that was changed that you fear when you start making your change. It's not the things that you change that are feared. It's the fear of change itself, the actual thing. Change. I believe it's the what if that scares us the most. It's that outward perception that, you know, really is the biggest driver of our fear. Not so much as the inward. There's some inward fear that we can deal with, but that outward, that what if. And that's all that's kind of sitting around us, you know, and everybody around us. You know, we want to take our circle with us. We want to, the people that are around us now, We want them to change with us. So instead of us changing our environment and setting the example, being a leader, look, listen, learning, and leading, instead of us doing that, we decide to just stay with the pack. We decide to just stay in the de-evolution state. We decide to just stay the same mentally. Because no matter how, physically, you're going to grow no matter what. Mentally, to grow or not to grow. So now here we are. You're in this state to where you're saying, what do I do? What if they don't like me anymore? What if they call me arrogant? What if they call me self-centered? What if they call me conceited? What if? It's that outward perception that we really that really holds us back, that fear that grabs us. And we always look at fear, and people are always saying, smash it, punch it. You know, it never tells you to push it or slap it. Fear it, man. Fear is that thing that's there to freeze you. If it's there to freeze you, then its purpose is to keep you unchanged. That's how sometimes you look at a person and you see them and they look mature. But they don't, when they start talking, you don't, they're like, okay, that's different. Not that they have to speak in a certain dialect, not that they have to, you know, say certain things. It's not about that. It's about your perception. It's about how you react to things. But we're more in tune to what if. So I can prove to you on outward appearance. What if, you know, you're not going to just walk out of your house naked? You won't just walk out of your house naked. Why? Some of you say, that's just nasty. Yeah, well, you're not going to walk out of here naked because you don't want anybody else to see you. You know people are out there. What if somebody sees me? Yeah, what if? They're going to say, oh, she's nasty or he's nasty. But what if you were on an island and no one else was on that island, small island, no one else could get there, and you were on that island all by yourself? Would you walk around naked then? Most certainly one of your inhibitions wouldn't be what if somebody sees me because there's no one there. There may be some other reasons you decide not to walk around naked, you know, but it wouldn't be because somebody else sees you. So, you know, the outward perception is pretty intense. But, you know, the only thing left to conquer after you conquer that outward perception, because you're not worried about what somebody says on the outside about your change, right? The only thing that you really have to conquer is that small inward fear that only you control. If there's no enemy on the outside, then of course there's no, if there's no enemy on the inside, then the enemy on the outside can do you no harm, right? We've all heard that saying, all right? But most people don't want to be around change if they aren't ready for it. This is why when we're in our everyday life, people feel uncomfortable around the change because they're not ready for it, which is why people try to make you feel guilty about your change. And it freezes people. This is a big issue for people. It freezes, change freezes people. The perception of change freezes people. Your very presence at that point is unwelcomed. And in their mental state, it's an unwelcome reminder that they need to change. And they're not ready for that. So what better way to do to cope with that is to hate the thing that you're not ready to do, is to talk about or to ridicule the thing that you don't like at the moment because you're not ready to do it. I heard a saying once that said, you know, be open to everything, but attached to nothing. Now, if you're the person that reads into everything, you're saying, okay, I don't want to be open to everything. You can be open to anything and everything. It doesn't mean you have to do everything. But when you're open to everything, your mind opens to a point to where you're seeing how it would impact you. Be it good or bad, you're seeing how it would impact you. But if you're not attached to anything, then that means that you can't make those emotional decisions. So now you're free to change. We know that emotionalism is a part of everything we're doing. It's all about controlling your emotions and things of that nature. But it's the change that we really want to get to. We keep saying that. We've heard everybody say that change is hard. And like anything else, it is hard if you haven't submitted to it. If you haven't submitted to learning how to shoot three pointers and you're gonna and you try to get hired as a 3-point shooter for a team, then it's gonna be hard if you haven't been practicing three pointers. If you want to be a neurosurgeon and you haven't been studying to be a neurosurgeon, it's gonna be hard to pass your exams for it. Whatever the process is that neurosurgeons go through. It's going to be hard to do that. So change is always difficult if you haven't submitted to the principles that govern that thing that you want. But change is necessary and constant no matter what we do, guys. It's all around us. We can't stop it. There's right and wrong, good and bad, hard and easy, change or stay the same. You just have to decide what side you're on. What change do you want? What's going to happen? What's going to happen with me when I decide to make this change? But I'm open. I'm ready. I'm not allowing people to hold me back from doing what I need to do to get where I need to be. See, this is a big problem. There's a lot of frost out there on people because they're standing still where they are because they're concerned about how other people think. But change is constant. Even your physical change every day, like it or not, guys, is constant. So what about those of us that have embraced the change, both physically and mentally? We're on a journey, right? A journey that requires that patience and that openness that I was talking about, all right? An openness that allows for the little tweaks daily, sometimes hourly, maybe even about a minute, but you're open. That openness that allows you to celebrate the change in others and not attach yourself to their change because they're in their process. Unless they're doing something to break the law, harm themselves physically and things that, or harm people around them and stuff. I mean, yeah, everybody's going to have a healthy opinion of that. All right, non-judgmental opinion. You can't get around that. But as a whole, people are in their change. That's the openness that allows you to celebrate the change in others, especially when things happen in people's lives and it's significant milestones for them. And they're starting something new and they're moving into another level and things of that nature. You know, whatever the change that you see a person is, that openness allows you to celebrate that change. That openness that cancels out that judgment and the hate that you have that people will develop for other people as they go through their change. See, I used to get kind of caught up in certain things. You know, I'm not a big social media person. And this is the change that I went through. I see social media as, you know, I think it's a great tool. I think it's great. I think it's a great tool in the toolbox. I think you can develop some good friendships on social media, depending upon, you know, what you're putting on there and things of that nature. But, you know, I used to get, you know, a transparent moment for me. Take a sip of coffee. I used to get a little caught up in Facebook and Instagram likes. I know some of y'all are going to be out there like, what? I'm going to tell you right now, I know that some of y'all, they're getting caught up on Facebook and Instagram likes too. Your every waking moment is, okay, let me see who liked this, who liked that. Okay, why didn't they like this? What the world, what's going on? They don't like me anymore? What's going on? Such and such liked it, but they didn't like it. She liked it, but he didn't like it. I wonder why she liked this. And you're on that thing, and you're scrolling through, you're trying to figure out who liked what, when they liked it, why they liked this post, and why did they not like that post. Man, who can keep up with all of that stuff? I don't think that's healthy. Let me just keep it home. That wasn't healthy for me. So I had to realize that my level of being my level of being caught up, guys, was minor compared to some people's level. Because I wasn't caught up on that high level, but there are some people that are caught up on the level that I just actually described. Yeah, I want to see who, how many likes did I get on that? Okay, that's cool. I got a dislike and that like. And Instagram, Facebook can be a great tool for business as well. It allows you to be able to gauge exactly, what your marketing strategy is. Who likes what and what do people like? I get that part. That's business. But remember, business can't switch over to personal. Remember, be open to everything but attached to nothing. So here we are in the social media era that we're in. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, whatever. There's some other stuff out there that I'm pretty sure I haven't even mentioned. But everybody is on the phone. Everybody is head down. Everybody is tapping away with the thumbs and going, 1,000 miles an hour. Then I realized that my success in life really couldn't be defined by whether or not someone liked something I said or did. I really had to have this talk with myself. I cannot allow myself to get caught up in that trap. Yeah, I acknowledge that social media is a great tool. Social media, you can meet some great people on social media. You can forge some great relationships. I know some people saying, well, Nate don't like social media, but he does social media. I love social media. I love it because it's a great tool. It allows you to make some friends and talk to some people in some countries that ordinarily you would not have been able to talk to. It bridges the gap of communication, distance or local, right? So, one of the things I really realize is that with social media as a supplement, I realize that I value real tangible relationships. Those relationships, those social interactions that, the kind that where you see each other and, it's face and you hug each other real time, you cry and you laugh together real time instead of just an emoticon, we got the opportunity to actually see each other's face, on a regular basis. And we've gotten away from that. But, Facebook, Instagram, that's a part of social media. It's what we do now. We embrace it all. As I said, don't get me wrong. I love social media. I think it can bridge some gaps. I think it is bridging some gaps. It's a form of communication. It's fun. It's quick. It's ingenious. Mark Zuckerberg is making a ton of money. Google is making a ton of money. But for me, it couldn't be the source of my frustration. I had to be able to share moments in life with the world and not get caught up on how many people liked it. If one person liked what I put on social media, no matter what, if one person liked it, then it's accomplished what it went out to accomplish in my eyes. Because I'm living my life, I'm going through my process, and people are going to only identify with me because this is who I am. But if I start changing myself to be something that I am not, to please people, then that becomes fallacy. That becomes that's where the mask starts. When you're not who you are in person, the same person that you are on social media, then there's a rift there. There's a lot of that going on. That's a whole nother conversation. But I wanted to give you guys that example because that was a change that I had to make. I still embrace technology. I embrace social media. I love it. I have some great friends on social media. We interact. They see what I post. I see what they post. But preferably, you're not caught up on whether or not I like your stuff every day. And I'm most certainly not caught up on whether or not you like mine every day. Because that's what I call having a healthy relationship with social media. And I believe that change in my life was very, very necessary. Because I didn't want to be one of those people that didn't value tangible relationships, and all I did was sit around all the time with my head down, tapping on the phone or whatever device we use these days to get on social media. And that's all we're doing. and life is passing us by. The people that are right around us is passing us by. Your kids are growing up right around you. See, some changes have to be made because change not only affects you, it affects the people around you. And let's not always think that it affects them in a negative way. It affects them in a positive way also. I had to understand that, you know, my kids are getting older. I look at my parents, and my parents, you know, they just came down this weekend, this past weekend, a couple weekends ago. And they didn't want to go anywhere. They didn't want to go do anything. We wanted to take them to the beach and, you know, show them around. They said, no, we just want to sit here and we just want to have fun. We just want to relax with you guys. So, man, we sat around and we watched like 4 or 5 movies and, you know, laughed and talked and it was a great time. But I looked at them and I said, you know, at some point in time, we're going to be them. We're going to be empty nesters. No more kids, you know, no more kids running around, spilling stuff on the floor. You know, no more kids, you know, not cleaning up behind themselves and, you know, us and tell them to do this, tell them to do that. You know, at some point in time, they're going to be gone. And we're going to be wishing that they were there. But if we squandered the moments that we had with them, if we didn't make the necessary change that we needed to make in order to fully enjoy what's right in front of us, then that's a problem. And the reality is when we're looking at the change that we need to make right in front of us, there's never a great, you know, there's never any time like the present to make the change, because you're never going to, if you wait until you're not afraid, till there's no fear, then you'll never make a change, because fear is always going to be there. Fear is that thing that lingers around. You know, it's like air. It's all around us. We're only susceptible to it when we submit to it. If we don't submit to it, then it's like air at that point. We breathe it. We don't even know it's there. It doesn't affect us. It's like an odorless gas. If you allow it to affect you, then it will. But otherwise, it's transparent. You don't even know it's there. How? You punch it in the face long enough and it'll make itself invisible because it knows that it can no longer affect you. And now you can make the changes in your life because now you're not concerned about the what ifs. What if somebody doesn't like this? What if they people? What if they? Those days and people and them, they keep us standing in the same place. Some of us have some changes that we need to make in our life right now that we're not willing to make because we're afraid how it's going to affect other people. We're afraid to lose some people. We can't handle it. But what happens when we start doing something and friendships and are created and defined and maintained and destroyed by the click of a button? That's the impact that social media can have on people's lives. If they don't maintain those tangible relationships, that's the impact that you can have on a person's life. If you don't make those subtle changes that you need to make, it doesn't have to be drastic changes. It can be subtle changes as you're moving along, but you have to implement those changes. You can't allow your life to be one click away from disaster. So that's how I welcome change in my life. With when it came to social media, some of us need to do the same. Welcome that change into your life because some of us are allowing social media to absolutely run our lives. Everything is dictated by social media. You didn't see this online. You didn't see that. How about let's pick up the phone and call? That's me. Let me just speak for me. If you really want me to know something, don't think or bet that I'm going to watch and see it on social media, because there's times that I put my phone down and I walk away from it. I may not go back to it for an hour or two. So healthy relationships was a big change for me. And I know that was going to be a transition because, you know, people aren't accustomed to that. Not everybody, you know, people have gotten away from having tangible relationships. I still want to go hang out with my friends. And because everybody is in a social media world, nobody is really, you know, in tune with let's go out and let's do something together. And this is, and guys, it doesn't, when you go out and do something with your friends, going out and doing something with your friends doesn't involve all y'all sitting at the table texting or sitting at the table, you know, on social media. Let me just keep it me. That's me. Okay. Maybe I'm the only person in the world that values tangible relationships, uninterrupted moments in life, that sometimes a picture, a text, a post can't define. And sometimes it ruins the moment, right? How many of you have ever been at a table with somebody doing something, you're having a great conversation, and then they want to, oh, let's put a post up about this. This is awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. But now you just messed it up, man. Maybe that's just me. But maybe I'm the only person like that. So guys, changes relative to wherever we are in life, and your perception is your reality, right? And so that's my reality. That's my change. You know, however we see our reality is what we feel is right. So, and that's totally up to you. I just say be open enough to your feelings, gauge, you know, whether or not it lines up with your vision, your life, and have control over your emotions to make a good decision that moves you forward. Change does that. Change moves you forward. Make good decisions on the change. Don't be afraid of people and how they're going to perceive your change. You know, you should stay right on the heartbeat of what is best for you, because if you're not leading by example, then that means you just got a circle full of people that are staying the same, and nobody's really moving. And guys, don't get me wrong. I know that we have to evolve, and what we're evolving into as a society has been happening for decades, centuries. It's been happening. But the evolution that we're going in, we have choices within that evolution. And the thing that got us to where we are right now, the little things that make up where we are right now, that the evolutionary ideas were spawned from. If we get away from that, think about Facebook and Instagram, think about all of these different things, and they spawn from good, healthy, tangible relationships. But why? Initially, Facebook was that thing that they did, they put on a college campus, Mark Zuckerberg, and I'm going to butcher the story a little bit, but you know, he wanted the campus to be able to communicate with one another on a campus. And then it just spawned into this big conglomeration of people around the world. Great. It caught on, but it can't be the be all end all, because it'll be like, I saw a movie. I don't know if you guys ever saw it. It's called Surrogates. Surrogates is where, I think Bruce Willis was in it. And I think Sigourney Weaver was in it, but nonetheless, surrogates were we lived in a society. They lived in a society, because I don't want to put myself in this, but they lived in a society where nobody went outside. Nobody went outside. Real people went outside. Everybody had a surrogate. The surrogate was a person that went out and interacted with people on a social level. You know, the surrogate went to work for the person. The surrogate went in. So the person would get in a pod in their house. And there will be a virtual pod controlling their surrogate. So whatever they did in that pod with their mind, that surrogate physically did. So the people that were actually in the pods, the surrogates would be, man, the surrogates would be, you can make your surrogate to be whatever you wanted it to be. You know, big, tall, and handsome, you know, short and little, you know, wide, tall, it doesn't matter. Whatever you wanted it to be, look, whatever you wanted it to look like. And as your surrogate is out and people see it, it was a representation of you. But the person that was actually back in the pod was all frail and it was an ugly sight. It was muscle atrophy. And they got out and they're tired after they, you know, when they're using their mind all day to control the surrogate, it just looked a mess. Nothing like the person that was out in the actual world. So it was a false representation of normalcy. And sometimes we have to be the change in order for things to start to change. So let me put the disclaimer on this again. I think social media is great. I think it bridges gaps. But I think having tangible, good, tangible, healthy relationships with people, I think that's even better. So change. How often and how much highlights our past? It solidifies our present and defines our future. I challenge everybody on this line to really embrace change as it pertains to you. All right, as it pertains to you, not anybody else. How does change pertain to you? The change that you know you need to make, how does it pertain to you? And you definitely have to take into effect, how is it going to affect your immediate family? How is it going to affect your kids? How is it going to affect, you know, your wife or your husband? How is that change going to affect them? Take that into consideration because you interact and you're around them every day. So then start tweaking, start making those changes. Change as it pertains to us and others, of course, you know, it builds and it does not destroy. We have to build positivity and not destroy with our change. And that's the difference in change. If you change, that means if you're changing for the positive, that means you grow. If you start changing for the negative, you start devolving. No morality is intact. The things you do are unsavory. The things you do are I don't even want to say risque, but the things you do are cause other people that may have an issue with that to fall. Then that's de-evolution. So we have to make sure that what we're doing and our change affects other people around us. Is it good wholesome change? You know, is it good change that's going to have people to really be able to benefit from what they see us doing? Because no matter what, we don't do as the perception of everybody else's, but people see what we do. So change is a great topic, guys. And I believe that if we all look at change as a necessary, then there's no way that we cannot be open to the things that we need to be open to. And actually make the necessary changes that we need to make with no fear of having to worry about, you know, what other people are going to think, because we're in the right mindset. We have the right, we're making the right decisions. We're not making the emotional decisions that is going to be unhealthy for the change. So sometimes we get afraid of being left behind, but we're not willing to take the right actions necessary to move forward. And there are a lot of people that are on this call right now that go through this every day. I go through it every day. What changes should I make today? How am I going to continue to rise? How am I going to continue to set the right example? Because it's my responsibility. No matter how subtle the change, I still have to make the changes that move me to the next level, because, you know, people move out of inspiration and desperation, and people, your life may inspire someone else. So what are you doing? What changes are you affecting in your life that will inspire someone else? What changes are you making in your life that will move you to the next level? So we get so caught up on looking at everybody else's life that we forget to look at our own. We forget to analyze our own stuff. We forget to act on our own inabilities. We forget to act on our own low self-esteem. See, it's not about what happens on the outside of the nucleus. It's about what happens on the inside of the nucleus. No matter what the outside looks like, guys, the inside is always going to eventually permeate itself through to the outside. Always. The Bible says what happens in the dark comes to the light. Is no way that it does not. And sometimes we wonder, why am I not moving from level to level? Why am I still stuck in the same place? Why am I still broke? Why am I still on this job that I was on, you know, 10 years ago that I've only had a 50-cent raise in 10 years? Why am I still here? Why am I still in this abusive relationship? Why am I still getting up and going to the bar every night knowing that I have an alcohol problem? Why am I still doing the same thing that I was doing when I was 18 years old, and I'm 40 years old now? Why do I still get up every Saturday and go to the club and dance and get drunk and come home and throw up? Why? There's so many whys that we need to ask ourselves in order to be able to assess what the changes are that we need to make. And guys, you know, I'm speaking to myself because, you know, I had to really come to grips with this. Change starts with you. You can't be so in tune with everybody else's, what everybody else needs to change. And you're quicker to call up other people and talk to them about what somebody else needs to change. And you need to change the exact same thing. So it's about what can you do for you that's going to inspire someone else to change. You know, I touched on earlier, I said, you know, people start to tell you to, you know, do this and do that. You know, you're going to be awesome. You're going to be great. You know, don't let people do this to you. Don't let people do that. You know, you got to, you know, you should take this and change this and change that. And when you start doing it, it's called pressure. Now you put pressure, you make people feel uncomfortable. It's a weird thing. It really is. And when you think about it, and I gave you the example. I said, if you don't believe me, buy a new car. Go out and buy a nice car. Go out and buy a nice house. Go to the gym and work your butt off, change your body, and people will start talking about you. Now, there are people out there that are saying, oh, that's awesome. You know, that's awesome. Wow, man, I'm so inspired by what you're doing. You know, wow, Sheila, that's great. You know, these are the people that are actively changing. They get it. They understand. But the people that aren't changing. See, when you're not changing, you're going to typically hate that very thing. Change. You definitely don't want to see it in other people if you're not doing it. So I challenge you guys, get in the mirror, look at yourself, talk to yourself, write down a list. What are some of the things that I need to change about myself? And then make a commitment and resolve to say, you know what, this is what I'm going to start doing to make these little subtle changes in my life. And some of your changes may be more than just a subtle change, but you're still going to commit to making that change. And you're not going to worry about anybody else's change and what they're doing and how they're doing what they're doing. And you're going to be more concerned about your process of change as opposed to being concerned about someone's process of change. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's change, to grow or not to grow. I say grow. You know, my time has definitely come to an end on the grind this morning. I thank you all for gracing, you know, the grind with your listening ear today. You know, opinions and comments, you know, if you have any, definitely send them to thegrind04@gmail.com. And we will be happy to look at them and reply to them, you know, as well, guys. Feel free to keep definitely follow us on the grind. You can do that right there in go to the link, the grind 101, the blog talk radio, thegrind.com/thegrind101. And you can definitely follow us on there, and you'll be able to get all of the emails and things about the show and the different topics that we talk about and things of that nature. So guys, again, thank you for jumping on the grind. Until next time, my friends, we do this every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. This Thursday, I definitely have a surprise for you guys. Remember, as always, keep moving forward. Because there's absolutely nothing worth seeing behind you. Have a great day, my friends. Until next time.
Yeah. Triumph over the enemy. Remember, you can.